Harper and Harper Audio present Bamboo Kingdom No. 5 The Lightning Path by Aaron Hunter. Performed by Lily Ricciardi.
Special thanks to Rosie Best. Special thanks to CCPPG for their inspiration and creativity, and for enabling Aaron Hunter to bring Bamboo Kingdom to the world.
Prologue.
Water streamed over the rocks, trickling down to splash into the pool below. The waterfall and the rustling leaves above joined together in a soft, pleasant sound that contrasted strangely with the nervous heartbeat of the creature waiting at the top. From here, he could look over the drop and see the rolling slopes of the southern forest rising and falling all the way to the great river. He could hear the plentiful bamboo canes clacking gently together in the breeze, the chatter of pandas walking the panda path, the calls of the birds. Cranes were fishing in the pool at the foot of the waterfall, spearing the little flashing fish with their long, sharp beaks. The creature at the top of the rocks settled back on his haunches, waiting and watching. Everything was prepared.
"I'll show Bronzeshanks I can be trusted," he thought. "I'll show him he was right to send me."
Ever since Bronzeshanks had granted him an audience, the creature had been carefully waiting for the day when he could follow through on his promise. His opportunity would come soon, and when it did, he wouldn't hesitate. It was raining in the broken forest. He stood before the monkey leader, his shoulders set with determination, even though the water running through his fur made him want to shiver. Bronzeshanks was perched on the top of a pile of twisted and splintered branches, munching on the ginkgo fruits that the squad of trusted monkeys he called his strong arms had brought him. He peered down, a thoughtful look crossing his flat blue face.
"You have chosen well, my friend," Bronzeshanks said. "You will be part of the dawning of a new age, an age where the Bamboo Kingdom will be free from the control of the great dragon. You will have an important role to play, if we're to achieve this freedom."
The creature bowed his head in front of his new leader.
"I am ready to serve."
"The dragon speakers must be destroyed," said Bronzeshanks
as casually as if he were mentioning that the sun would rise or rain would fall in the spring.
"That will leave the dragon alone and unprotected. First, the speakers must be separated from each other and from the pandas. The white one, Ghost, the freak from the mountains, will be the easiest to remove. No panda truly trusts him, not even his siblings. He doesn't even trust himself. But the arrogant one, Rain, will be trickier."
"Rain is headstrong," the creature agreed. "And she's clever. It won't be easy to take her out."
"Come closer," said Bronzeshanks, "and I'll tell you what needs to be done."
The creature stepped forward and climbed halfway up one of the splintered trunks so that Bronzeshanks could whisper in his ear. As he listened to Bronzeshanks' plan, a wave of revulsion ran over him. But he shoved his feelings down, imagining himself burying them deep in a dark hole like the one at the center of the broken forest. Sacrifices would need to be made to free them all from the dragon's influence. Once it was over, he'd take his rightful place in the kingdom, and it would all have been worth it.
"I'll do it," he said.
"I know you will,"
Bronzeshanks replied. He reached out and placed one hand on the creature's shoulder as if to reassure him, but then his thin fingers gripped tight into the fur.
"Fail me, and there will be a price to pay."
"I won't fail,"
he whispered to himself now, so quietly he couldn't hear his own voice over the gentle stream of the waterfall.
"I can't."
He tensed as the cranes in the pool suddenly stopped guzzling down fish, froze, and looked over their shoulder toward a
sample complete. Ready to continue?